I always liken caregivers to people with Alzheimer's or dementia to veteran soldiers who have been in combat, and it's tough to explain to the civilians what it actually feels like to go through that.
Kenmore resident Michael Newman had to answer many questions he didn't have the answers to when his wife was diagnosed with early onset frontal temporal dementia 18 months ago. Since then, Newman says the disease has progressed faster than he's expected.
I was hoping for a grace period of several years before we had to address issues like driving, finances, things like that. But they've all popped up within the first 12 months.
So how does one face the imminent mortality of a loved one? Newman says support groups definitely help.
If you're committed to be a caregiver for someone, you have to maintain your own peace of mind and your own health. And that's going to be vital before you can continue to care for someone else.
Newman, like many others after asking what now, have turned to the Alzheimer's Association for guidance. Chris Fingerlow took a class with the association after her husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 59. She had to quit her job to become a caregiver.
And I'm working 3 hours a day now just so I'm home, I'm around the corner. We're still fortunate where he's still doing things on his own.
Her daughter, Stacy Claus, says the job of a caregiver is woefully undervalued.
It's a lot harder even on my mom than it is on my dad. My dad, he lives with it, and eventually he's not going to know that he's living with it, and she's still going to have to. So I wish there was something more for caregivers.
Luckily for them, Fingerlow says an early diagnosis has allowed her husband to decide what kind of care he wants.
And he talked about his funeral that he wants, no matter what time of the year it is, he wants Christmas music played. And, you know, he wants cremated. So we know that. We don't have to sit there as a family and go, what do you think we should do?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree. Volunteers for the Alzheimer's Association are not all caregivers. George, who is from the Niagara Falls region, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at the age of 57. Now 60, he's fighting to get the word out to help others.
We're all ignorant at some point, you know. So it wasn't until I started coming here to these meetings that I started learning some things about it. So, we can make a difference, hopefully, to somebody else.
George worked in a chemical plant, and at first he blew things off. He was telling himself, this happens to everybody.
Then I started to realize, you just know what your normal is and what it isn't. So I knew I was having difficulties, and that made me real nervous. So I talked to my doctor, and they pulled me out of work.
Others in the association will tell you what he's doing is selfless. And he's encouraging people to get diagnosed early and using what he's learned to promote that message while he still can.
Trust me, go see your doctor. It is what it is. You know, if you're diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, I'm sorry. You know, I wouldn't wish this on nobody. But you need to know.
For now, George is taking things day by day.
Right now it's winter time, but I'm looking toward the summer. I make plans. I mean, I still have things I have to do, whether I have this or not. So you can't quit, you know? Just keep going.
Caretakers, widows, others like George with the Alzheimer's Association, they know there's people out there with the disease who are asking questions. And they won't stop because they need those suffering to know you're not alone. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.